Markets don't usually make it onto this show, but when a company that touches nearly every cockpit in the fleet loses a quarter of its value in a single trading session, that's not a business story. That's an aviation story. I'm Tower, and this is ATs on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Today is August 6, 2026, and the headline out of the wire this morning comes from AeroTime. Honeywell Aerospace shares plunged 24% after the company reported its first quarter as a standalone business. The culprit, according to the report, was supply chain trouble that slowed sales and forced the company to walk back expectations. Here's what you need to know, and I'll unpack why it matters to you even if you've never owned a single share of anything. Before we go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's talk about who Honeywell Aerospace actually is, because the name gets thrown around like it's just another logo on a spec sheet. If you fly, you fly with Honeywell. Their gear is in the panel, in the tail, and in the engine bay across general aviation, business aviation, and the airlines. Auxiliary power units, the little turbine in the back of a jet that spins up the systems before the main engine's light, cockpit avionics and flight management systems, weather radar, pressurization, and environmental controls, turbofan and turboprop power plants on a long list of business aircraft, wheels and brakes, connectivity hardware. If you've ever flown behind a glass panel or sat in a pressurized cabin at flight level 390, there's a good chance a Honeywell part was doing quiet work the whole time. So when this company stumbles, the tremor doesn't stay on Wall Street. It travels down the supply chain and eventually reaches the ramp. Here's the background on why this was the first standalone quarter. Honeywell, the larger conglomerate, announced a plan to break itself into separate businesses. Aerospace was carved out as its own entity. This quarter was the first time that aerospace business reported its numbers on its own without the rest of the parent company folded in. First time out of the gate, standing on its own feet, and the market did not like what it saw. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. 24% is a dramatic number, and a stock price falling that hard in one day looks like a five-alarm fire. But read past the number. The report points to supply chain problems slowing sales. That's a very specific diagnosis, and it's a familiar one. Since the early part of this decade, aerospace has been living with a supply chain that never fully healed. Castings and forgings, specialty machined parts, semiconductors for avionics, skilled labor at the sub-tier suppliers, the small shops three and four layers down that make the one bracket or the one seal that the whole assembly waits on. When those small shops can't deliver on time, a company like Honeywell can't build finished units on time. And when you can't ship the unit, you can't book the sale. That's what slower sales driven by supply chain really means. It's not that nobody wants the product, it's that the product can't get out the door fast enough. This affects you if you fly behind Honeywell equipment, and here's the honest, non-speculative version of how. In the near term, for the airplane you already own or rent, nothing changes tomorrow. Your APU still spins. Your avionics still boot. A stock price is a bet on the future, not a switch that turns off the hardware in your panel. The place to watch is parts and service lead times. If the supply chain constriction that hurts sales is the same constriction that feeds the spares pipeline, then owners and shops could see longer waits and firmer prices on certain components and overhauls. If you operate a turbine aircraft or a pressurized twin and you've been putting off ordering a part, that's worth a conversation with your shop about lead times now rather than later. I'll flag that clearly as my read, not a company statement, but it's the practical thread to pull. The second thing to watch is the longer arc. A newly independent aerospace company under pressure from its shareholders has to make choices about where to invest, which product lines get research and development money, which get maintained, which quietly go to end of life. For a general aviation owner, the parts you care about are the ones supporting the avionics and systems in aircraft that are already 10, 20, 30 years into service. Those decisions play out over years, not days, and there's no reason to react to them today. But it's the kind of thing a smart owner keeps half an eye on. Let me put the 24% in perspective, because context is the whole job here. A one-day drop that steep usually reflects a gap between what investors expected and what they got, more than a total collapse of the business. Companies miss a quarter, reset expectations, and grind back. Others don't. I'm not going to tell you which one this is, because I don't know, and anyone who tells you they know for certain where a stock goes next is selling something. What I can tell you is what's real right now. Strong demand for aircraft and aftermarket parts across the industry, a supply chain that is still the binding constraint, and a company in the awkward, exposed first lap of running on its own. There's a broader signal in this too, and it's the part I'd actually underline. This is the clearest evidence yet that the supply chain problems we've all been complaining about for years are not behind us. When a supplier as deep and diversified as Honeywell Aerospace names the supply chain as the reason it missed, that tells you the bottlenecks in castings, in electronics, in skilled trades are still shaping what the whole industry can deliver. That touches new aircraft deliveries, engine availability, avionics upgrades, and yes, the wait for parts at your shop. One earnings report is a data point, but it lines up with a pattern we've been tracking, and it says the recovery is still a work in progress. So what do you actually do with all this? For most of you listening, the answer is nothing dramatic. Fly your airplane. But if you own or operate, treat this as a nudge. Ask your shop about lead times on Honeywell components before you need them in a hurry. Build a little more slack into your maintenance planning this year than you did 2 years ago. And when you hear a scary market headline about a company whose name is stamped on half your panel, remember the difference between a stock price and the hardware. One moves in a day, the other keeps flying. That reporting comes from AeroTime, and I'd point you to their write-up for the full financial detail. You can find more of what we cover over at RadioHanger.com. Markets rise and fall. The airplane doesn't care about either. Keep your maintenance sharp and your lead times in mind. And I'll have the next headline for you soon. Tower, signing off.